You are listening to Real World News.
MAV meeting ends with March for Energy Sovereignty. The national meeting of the people affected by dams of Brazil was marked by struggle and mobilization. On the last 2 days of the meeting, there were important demonstrations in Sao Paulo, an action against two transnational corporations involved in corruption of the city's transport system, and a massive march for energy sovereignty along one of the city's main avenues, Avenida Paulista. The movement Levante Popular de la Juventud participated in the march, as well as the Federation of Oil Workers. The organizations are part of the Peasant and Workers Energy Platform, which comprises members like Via Campesina, Brazil, MAB, the Relentless Peasants Movement, MST, the Central Union of Grassroots Movements, the National Federation of Urbanitarios, the Interstate Federation of Engineers Trade Unions, the General Workers Central of Brazil, and the Central Union of Workers. During the march, Real World Radio interviewed José Antonio de Moraes, a leader of the Federation of Oil Workers, FUP. Moraes highlighted the importance of coordinating actions with other peasant and urban movements on what is happening with the platform. He said it is key because it raises awareness that both workers and the peoples are being affected by different projects. We're all being exploited and impacted by mega projects. He gave an example of how Brazil's current energy model impacts on different sectors of the population. Many workers die on the work sites of energy projects because of work accidents. There are poor working conditions and a lot of the work is outsourced. They do not respect the people. We estimated that nearly 250,000 people will be affected by energy projects in Brazil. The energy issue has been one of the most important items in Brazil's political agenda in the recent years. Projects like the Belo Monte Dam in Pará State or the discovery of important oil reserves in the so-called pre-salt areas are part of the debate about energy sovereignty that is currently being pushed forward by social movements. One of the main goals of the demonstration was to expose the increase in energy privatization in Brazil. We are marching today against the 12th round of auction of the National Oil Agency. These auctions have enabled the advance of the private sector of Brazilian oil and gas. Of the 10 main companies that produced oil in Brazil in 2012, 9 were private and 8 were foreign. Moraes believes that when the foreign sector produces oil and gas, it is interested in getting profit easily, not in defending the people's interests or respecting the workers and the environment. At the closing of the march, the MAB leaders and the Peasant and Workers Platform for Energy demanded the immediate drafting of a policy to defend the rights of the people affected by dams and the creation of a fund for the recovery and development of the communities affected by dams. MAB leader Robson Formiga ended the rally by affirming the social movement's commitment to continue fighting for a popular energy project in the country.
You are listening to Real World News.